Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sibby Cisti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Wilson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti takes first base on ball four. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jethro. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Jethro steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Cisti. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jethro. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Edwards scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. McLish goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Lou Burdett now pitching. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrow is hit by the pitch. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to third. Morrow moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Morrow scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from St. Clair to Sisti covering second. The throw back to home, and Baumholtz is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Jethro reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to first to double up Burgess. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-1 in the game. St. Clair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards first. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. St. Clair moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jethro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. St. Clair scores. Addis moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Payne now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrow moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive to left field. Gordon throws towards third. Elliott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. Morrow scores. Sauer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cubs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. St. Clair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. St. Clair reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 8-7, Cubs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Phil Payne. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Marshall scores. St. Clair moves to third. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. Luis Marquez pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sisti hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. St. Clair scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-8, Braves. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marquez. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Edwards, and towards Mixes, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-8, Braves. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. St. Clair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morrow moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman strikes out. One out. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cisti hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Turk Lown. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 11-9, Braves. Jack Cusick pinch runs for Hal Jeffcoat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mixas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Cusick moves to third. It's 11-10, Braves. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrow hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cusick trying to get to home. Hartsfield throws to St. Clair, who tags Cusick, attempting to score, for the out. Mixas moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 10. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 11, Cubs, 11. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sisti. Edwards moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley is walked intentionally. Bob Ramazzotti pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Ramazzotti reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 13-11, Cubs. George Estock now pitching. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mixas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 11. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Rush now pitching. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. St. Clair hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hartsfield takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for George Estock. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartsfield moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sisti is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jethro for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Boston Braves, 11. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.